Hello and welcome to this podcast within which I explain some expressions about being on time. To be punctual means to arrive at a place, meeting or event at the required time. There are various ways to say this. Polite versions include, please be on time, please arrive on time, please be punctual, please be there at the time appointed. These are polite forms because of the use of please and also due to the intonation used. Slightly less polite ways to say this, but it's still nevertheless fairly polite, include be on time, be right on time, arrive on time, be on the dot, don't be late, don't be tardy, be prompt, be on schedule, be punctual, be on the button. The last one, in fact, is a bit obscure. Ways to say to be punctual whilst being specific about what is required include be there at 6 o'clock sharp, be there at 6 o'clock prompt, be there at 8 o'clock precisely, be there at 9 o'clock exactly, be there on the stroke of midnight. In this expression, the stroke is the clock striking the hour, which refers to an old-fashioned mechanical clock. Slightly more, even more less polite forms, but nevertheless still fairly polite, are don't make me wait, don't put me behind schedule, don't put me behind time. Edging more towards the rude, don't waste my time. Beyond that, other expressions you might use to describe situations where perhaps you're late might be, I'm running late. That would mean I'm not on time. I'm going to be late. However, beware of the expression, he's late. That means he is not on time, but is not to be confused with the expression, he's the late, as in he's the late Mr. Jones, which would mean he's dead. Beware also of the expression she's late. That's perfectly okay. That would mean she's late for a meeting. But in some contexts, it could also mean she's pregnant. So beware of that expression. It all depends on the context. I hope that's made some of these expressions clearer for you. Obviously, there are a lot of different expressions you can use, and some are more and some are less common. Nevertheless, now when you hear or read them, you will know the meaning. Thanks for listening. I hope this podcast was of interest. If so, then please leave a comment on the website. In fact, please subscribe to the website, the YouTube channel and the Facebook page, and I'll then create more content. If you subscribe, you can also request content on a particular subject, and I'll be happy to provide it. Goodbye. Speak soon.